My name is Alan Pizzotto. I'm the president and general manager of WYES-TV. I started here in January of 2013. Prior to that, I was in Birmingham, Alabama, and prior to that, I was in Pensacola, Florida. I've been in public broadcasting for almost 38 years. My initial impression of New Orleans from ages ago was very, very shallow. Party town, we came here for one Mardi Gras, and having moved here, my impression of Mardi Gras changed dramatically when I rode in Hermes on the float. First of all, it starts off in a neighborhood area, and you see families, you see grandparents, you see parents, you see little kids on top of ladders, which at first I was worried they were going to fall off, but I didn't see any of that happening. It is such a family-oriented event, and it really shows you the diversity of the city, the different cultures, the different ethnicities, all mixed in together, all along the parade route. It's just a fascinating and crazy day that you walk away from and say, that should be on everybody's bucket list. Plus, my arm was sore from throwing throws. When I came to WYES and looked at what were their greatest assets, there's no question that it's production. Creating content is key, and I think WYES has done a very, very good job at doing that. With some of the local weekly shows that we do, whether it's Stepping Out or Informed Sources, but also the documentaries that we do. I really believe being aware of your history helps you improve community. It ties you into why it's important that you get involved in the community. Why is it important to be part of, you know, not only enjoy City Park, but help to improve City Park. And my objective is to increase the amount of production, because I think production is king, content's king, and that is what we need to do. I'm also very interested in WYES as an educational institution to create content that we do just for the schools. It has nothing to do with broadcast. Create what I term electronic field trips that are done online, that are interactive, that have materials for teachers. So I think there's an opportunity for us to do production in that area too. And this city is blessed with a wealth of creative, talented people that are in the production area. And to pull some of those talents together, which is what we do as we pull these productions together, that is a huge advantage that New Orleans brings that many other parts of the country don't have. We've already announced that we want to be the media source in New Orleans for New Orleans' tricentennial in 2018. We will be producing a 90-minute documentary. We'll be producing scores of what we call tricentennial minutes, building up to the tricentennial in 2018. We'll be doing a coffee table color, high-quality book on the tricentennial of New Orleans. The stories that we're going to be able to tell, with the fabulous abilities of the Internet to be able to put those stories out there, whether it's tablets or computers or whatever, smartphones, we will have the ability to disseminate even more the stories of New Orleans. And that's what gets me the most excited.